So, good evening, everyone. This recording is happening on May 27th. This is a grad practice. And we are going to do a really lovely piece of work this evening. Archangels Raphael and Gabriel have asked to join us. So we're going to go through a nice little reminder of what our tools are. And then we're going to bring in, first is Archangel Raphael will join us. And my experience with Raphael is Raphael and Gabriel are part of my healing team. And so usually Raphael's on my left and Gabriel's on my right. And Raphael comes into the human body first, and wherever you have a physical item, I'm going to call it that way, item, issue, experience in your physical body that you would like to have a healing on, is Raphael is my first avenue into the body. So what I'd like you to do is once I get you into a place of where we do a little bit of get you present and remind you what your tools are, I'm going to ask you to be aware of your physical body and where in the physical body you would like to have a shift in flow, in ease, in flexibility. Did you have a hip surgery and you would like to have some more bursa fluid in between the joints? Have you had intestinal issues where you would like your digestive system to be a little smoother? Do you have a pain in your knee that's not allowing you to move forward? You know, wherever your personal healing part is. So first we will have some communication with Archangel Raphael, and then Gabriel will come in behind Raphael, and Gabriel is going to do a couple things with us. He will bring in some beautiful blue, kind of it's an icy blue color of healing gel that comes in to pack the area, especially if it's a surgery point. But he also will take us through a breathing exercise. So I believe as where things are sitting right now, we'll come in and just do the physical body, but when they like to shift things once I bring them in. And so we're just going to go for a ride and see where that is for everyone. So would you just allow yourself to be in present moment? And we do that by?
Being in the center of your head.
Taking a breath.
Like
that. Yes, taking a breath. And I forgot to put everybody on mute. So, would you just make sure you did a star six so you are in completely in mute so I don't have to walk back upstairs? And would you be in the center of your head? And in the center of your head, would you find something to view, something where you can have your awareness focused on a point in front of you? And as you're following that circular breath or that infinity loop breath, would you allow your focus to shift from looking at the entire room to focusing in, tightening your awareness in on that one object? Just notice how we come from having an expansive awareness into a more focused, tighter quality of viewpoint. And with that tighter quality of viewpoint, would you allow your eyelids to half close to where there's a little bit of a fuzziness and all you can see is like the upper lid and the lower lid and the object you're staring at, you're viewing. And on the next breath, would you simply allow the lids to connect with each other? From this place, Would you view your, be in kindergarten, would you look at your current grounding cord? Would you look at the six roses that create those points around you, above and below you? Are they all there? Particularly, pay attention to the rose behind you. This is the one I notice most people forget about. So if you ever put on an outfit and it's the wrong way, you put on a shirt and the tag's in front of you, and so instead of getting completely undressed, you kind of take your arm out of the sleeve on the left and your arm out of the sleeve on the right, and you turn your shirt around and you put your arms back in. Anybody ever done that? Well, we're going to do that with your field. Would you take your little arm out of your left rose and take your arm out of your right rose, and would you grab the front and back and turn your field around, your octahedron around, so the rose that was behind you is now sitting in front of you. And would you just be amused with yourself? Look at the condition of this rose. Is it nice and full and vibrant? Is it looking like it got shriveled down to the size of a dead twig? Where is your rose? So being in kindergarten and being a wonderful, masterful creator, you can change it. So in your right hand, there is a magic wand. It has the ability to abracadabra, poof, here is a new rose. Would you wave your commanding and very capable magic wand, and would you poof the old rose away, and would you abracadabra and poof create a brand new, glorious, beautiful rose and place it in that point right in front of you. And look at that. Is it big enough? Is it pretty enough? Does it have enough petals for you? You have the magic wand. What changes would you like to make? How thick would you like the stem? How big would you like the flowers? How big would you like the rose? Would you like the rose to have a smell? A sound? A texture? Now, with your magic wand, would you give the command to your wand to duplicate what you just created in front of you? All the magic is in the tip of the wand. And like your own fairy godmother, would you now touch the point on your right, creating the rose there? Poof! And if you have a sound, tinkle, 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 whatever your sound is, your texture, your vibration, and would you poof it on the left, poof it above you, tinkle, tinkle, poof it below you, and now would you turn your aura around so that that rose is behind you, and would you poof a new rose in front of you? Now, with that magic wand, would you look at your grounding cord? You have a very magical wand. What changes would you like to make to that grounding cord? Look at the straight line that siphons off all those thoughts, those electrical thoughts that are not yours. And with your magic wand, what change or changes would you like to make to your grounding cord? I heard that if you put Crisco on things, things slide really well. Olive oil works, you know. Make it slippery. And whoever's breathing deeply, could you put yourself on mute, please? Well, I do enjoy hearing your deep breathing. Somebody else listening to this recording might wonder what we're up to. There we go. Thank you. And now would you look at the coil, your coil. Is it large enough? Is the diameter, the circumference of that coil large enough to gracefully, effortlessly, fluidly, English, 12th language, siphon off all those emotions that like to cluster bomb on you? And again, you need to put some Crisco down that to make it smooth exodus of emotions. Whatever changes you would like to create with your grounding cord, would you simply create them here now? Would you breathe yourself into higher mind? And in higher mind, would you see all of the lines of your octahedron? And if there was a color that was capable, represents capable, I'm a very capable creator, would you look at your magic wand and would you hit the tip of that magic wand, allowing it to be the color of capable? Would you touch each of those lines around your octahedron and turn them on, color them in the vibration of, I am capable? And breathe. Would you find the vibration of happier? What color is happier? You may hear beautiful birds singing and chirping where you are. Maybe where you're sitting has a waterfall and you can hear the beautiful running of the water. What is the color of happier? What is the sound of happier? Would you load your magic wand with that color and that sound? Would you touch the faces of the octahedron, setting that vibration to happier? Notice what you notice. Would you say hello right where you're sitting? Would you say hello to that energy that is flowing in your column of light? That's flowing in 8 inches in diameter from that axis of stability from the point above you to the point below you. Would you just say hello to that column of light? Would you give it the command to double wherever it is sitting right now? Just double in speed. As it doubles in speed, would you feel that vibration of, I'm happier? Give it the command to double in speed again. Notice the shift. And right here, would you be pleased with yourself? What is that vibration of, I am pleased with myself? What does it feel like? Would you shift that awareness from, I am pleased with myself, to that vibration of, I accept myself? Different vibration. I accept myself right where I am. There's nothing I have to change. I accept myself. Would you bring your vibration, your crown, a little higher? You come back to, I am pleased with myself. Take a breath. Would you raise your crown chakra? Would you allow that crown chakra to go whiter, brighter? Would you meet me at the vibration that says, I love myself? Would you take a moment to admire the beauty that you are? Allow your crowns to get brighter and whiter. Right where you're sitting right now, would you give the command for your field to be at 60% of the speed of light? And would you love yourself? You see, the elementals and the angels can see you when you radiate love to them. So if I'm walking in a room and I'm looking around with a flashlight trying to find something very precious, I'm not going to have the same success with my little flashlight as if somebody comes in and just turns on the light in the room so I can find that precious item. You are the precious item. Would you turn your light on? When you turn that light on, that vibration on, so it can radiate out at that vibration of love. I love me. And right in this beautiful love, this beautiful feminine, I love myself within the masculine structure. Masculine structure that holds the vibration so that the feminine can swirl and move those straight lines and edges of your octahedron. Allow that structure to be so you can flow in. I like myself. I appreciate myself. I accept myself. I love myself. Would you give the command for your field to now spin at 90% of the speed of light? Capable. Lovely. Kind. Beautiful. Senior in my space. Accepting. stay in higher mind, 90% of the speed of light, radiating love. And right here, would you say hello to the mother? That beautiful, beautiful feminine energy that's coming from the center of the planet, coming up into your power field in a clockwise formation. Would you say hello to that beautiful mother energy? Would you be one with the mother? Let her see your love of you. Would you hear her hello back to you on love? I love you, my beautiful, beautiful being, my beautiful child. I love you. Divine feminine. Honoring and seeing the light that you're radiating out, the love that you're radiating out from that feminine aspect of yourself to the mother of the feminine. Stay at 90% of the speed of light. All right, there, would you say hello to the father energy, the masculine energy that's coming down from the Christed grid through the top, the crown, the top of your power field in a counterclockwise formation. Would you shine the love that you are, that balanced masculine aspect of yourself, would you shine that and radiate that to the masculine energy of the Father? Would you have that intention to be one with all that is? One with Prime Creator, one with the Mother, Father, God. Together right here, I'd like everyone to match your crowns at the color ruby. We're going to meet here for a healing session. So right here where you're sitting, I'd like to call upon Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel to step into the room. Would you just be aware of the shift of energy, as you said, at 90% of the speed of light, in higher mind, in the love that you are, one with the Mother, Father, God. Would you have a personal intention, something you would like to have a healing on in the physical body, your physical body, right here, right now? And with the love that you're radiating out right now, would you ask Archangel Raphael to stand right in front of you? And would you communicate to Raphael where you specifically would like a healing in your body? Now, would you allow your energy to merge with Archangel Raphael? Take three circular breaths. And while you are merged with Archangel Raphael, would you have the intention that his energy is now going to tighten up a little bit more while you're merged, but he's going to come now into your physical body and go specifically to the point, the organ, the joint, the digestive system, wherever you have asked specifically for healing to take place. Would you allow Archangel Raphael to now come in at a deeper level and heal? Would you take a breath? Would you ask Archangel Raphael to now guide his healing energy into the seed that created this issue in the body? Where did the thought start? Where did it give birth to the disharmony, the dis-ease in the body? Would you allow him to direct his energy right into the birthing place, the original birth of cell separation? And it looks like for some of you what makes more sense to say is to the programming, the thoughts, the programming, and like the files that are attached to this thought that created the dis-ease, that gave birth to the cellular structure, the cellular splitting. And breathe. Allow this one to go. This is going to go pretty rapidly here. Would you ask him also, is there a habit that I have that is attached to this programming here? So when I get triggered, I go for my habits, which perpetuates the re-firing up of the disharmony. And would you ask him to help you heal and unplug from the habit, neutralizing the habit? And right here, would you call upon the fire elementals? They are called the salamanders. Would you call upon the fire elemental to cleanse, eradicate's another word that seems to be appropriate for a couple people, but to burn up that contract, to burn up that agreement for the habit or the pathway where the habit is going from point A to point B, where you actually see the trigger and then you act on that trigger. Ask that fire element to burn up that pathway so that that bridge, if you will, the bridge is gone. Whew, and take a breath. Wow, big one. Meet me at 90% of the speed of light. Allow the undying, the fire elemental, the salamander, and Archangel Raphael, who's all about purification and cleansing on this ruby ray. Allow this ruby color, this ruby energy to move through your organs, through your cells, through this programming, through this old pathway, cleansing and purifying the pathway. There you go. Take a nice deep breath. And would you stay merged with Raphael, stay merged with the salamander, the fire elemental, and would you call upon Archangel Gabriel, allowing him to stand in front of you? Archangel Gabriel comes, he loves to help on healing sessions, and he brings in the beautiful, it's like a cooling agent, and it's more like a jelly, as a little blue jelly, which you allow him to pack in, come into your body, and to smooth out and to pack in. If you have a surgery site, he will literally pack the surgery site with the blue. If you had part of your intestines removed or cleared out, he will pack the intestines in. Looks like some of you had some colon work done. Some of you are working in your uterus. I see someone that will be hearing this in the future, working on the prostate gland. Breathe. Allow this beautiful blue energy to come in. And Gabriel is very specific now. He's asking you, would you breathe in love? And would you breathe love into the site where you ask for healing? Breathe in love. And would you breathe out the light? That beautiful golden light. And now from the Christed grid, through your sacred heart, through that beautiful pink diamond that's in your sacred heart, would you breathe in the light through that sacred heart into your cells? And would you breathe out love? Breathe in love through that sacred heart and breathe out light. Breathe in light. Breathe out love. Breathing in love. On the flow of the waters around the planet, on the flow of the waters within your body, would you call upon the water elemental and would you breathe that love into the waters of the body, into the cellular fluids of the body? Into the chemical messengers of the body called the hormones, would you call that beautiful love into your pathways, on the flow, on the waters of the body? And would you breathe out the light, seeing that light radiate from your sacred heart through your skin cells, turning your skin cells aglow, breathing in that light through your third kidney, your skin, into the organs of the body. Your organs are those things called your liver, your gallbladder, the pancreas, the kidneys, the heart, good organ, the lungs. Breathing out love. Breathing in love, appreciation for yourself, loving every cell, mixed with this beautiful blue that Archangel Gabriel's breathing in with you and breathing out light. Notice that your body is now breathing you. And together, Raphael and Gabriel are asking, where else would you like healing? Is it in your physical body? Is it in your emotional body? Is it in your mental body? Is it in a relationship? Speak, voice, ask. We are here for you. Be in kindergarten. Allow this combined energy of Raphael, Gabriel, the salamanders and the undine, the water elementals and the fire elementals, to work through this thing you have just asked for, this that you've put on the table that says, here is where I'm asking for a healing. Breathing in love. Breathing out light. Breathing in light that all may see the healed relationship, the healed emotional body. All may see. Breathing in light, breathing out love. Breathing in love, breathing out light. Out in front of you, would you create a ball of energy? Would you have this ball of energy represent your next step? I am absolutely whole and complete in this area. I just ask for a healing, whether it's in your physical body or the emotional body, wherever, either one of these healings. Let that ball of energy represent, have the intention of, here's now that I'm absolutely whole and complete, here's my next step. And into this next step, what do you see yourself doing? In this next step, would you breathe in the love and the light, in this next step, would you ask for the help of the all the elementals, the water for flow, the fire for excitement and ignition, the air elementals for expansion, possibility, allowing. The earth elementals for nurturing, balance, beauty, nourishment. Would you ask Raphael and Gabriel to merge their energy into this next step with you? Would you ask the Mother, Father to merge with you? Do you have another particular angel or ascended master that you connect with? We've been introduced to many. Some you have been introduced to have been Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, Paulus Athena, Yeshua, Jesus. Who else would you like to merge with you in this next step for you? Invite them all. Would you load it with love? Would you load it with allowing? Would you load it with havingness? I can have this. I'm ready. I say yes. And now will you bring that ball of energy into your heart, allowing you to give to you into your heart. Allowing this energy to fill in every cell of your beingness at 90% of the speed of light. And as that, all of that juiciness, all of that glory, all that beauty, all that radiance is now inside of you, would you allow it to hit the cells of your skin and radiate out of your physical body? And there is a big ball in the center of all of us on the call, a big ball of energy. And as you breathe out, would you take your special sauce, your special loveliness, your special vibration that you're sitting at right now, and would you breathe that vibration into this ball of energy that's sitting in the center of all of us on this call? Of the speed of light. Breathing out all that you are, breathing it into this ball that's in the center of all of us. With all of the elementals in this ball. Again, we have the fire elementals. They bring the spark, the ignition, the cleansing. With that fire, that birthing. The water elementals bring flow, fluidity, harmony, ease, effortlessness. The air elementals bring possibility, expansion, allowing, opening. Earth elementals, that beauty and structure and nurturing the soil, where everything grows from. and the archangels, the ascended masters. What else would you like to put into that big, beautiful ball of energy that we have in the center of all of us? And now together, would you reach in, everyone putting your hands on this big ball. And again, would you breathe in love? Breathe it in through your left hand. Breathe out light through your right hand. Breathe in light through your left hand. Breathe out love in through your right hand into the ball. Again, breathing in light, breathing out love, breathing in love, breathing out light. Now, as a group, would you raise this ball above your head? And on the count of three, we're going to toss it up so all of humanity can have this. Are you ready? Don't hold back now. Got to have a lot of love and light here and happy, happy. Ready? One, two, three, toss. Just watch where this beautiful ball of energy goes. It's going to go up, 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 up. And here comes a bunch of birds, and the birds are going to fly through it and pop it. Allowing all of that delicious, lovely energy to now fall into all the hearts. Touching hearts around the world, into every living being on this planet. Would you take a nice deep breath? Would you be aware of your body? Would you be pleased with yourself? Would you give thanks and gratitude and appreciation? Would you show your gratitude and appreciation to the fire elementals? Would you show your gratitude and appreciation to the water elementals? Would you give thanks and show your appreciation to the earth elementals? Would you blow a kiss of thanks to the air elementals, the sylphs? Now, in deep gratitude and appreciation, would you give thanks to Gabriel? Allowing him to step back. Would you give thanks to Archangel Raphael? Allowing him to make his separation. Would you give thanks to yourself? Would you notice all of the changes that have happened in your physical body? It is real. Would you own it, this new body? Again, would you breathe in love and breathe out light? In a moment, I'm simply going to have you allow the lids of your eyes to make a little separation. Take your time. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. when you're ready, simply allow the flaps of your eyes to open. 90% of the speed of light. And I will withdraw from this point and end the recording.